K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, this K-State Podcast, all things Kansas State sports here. And this is actually the first postcast of women's tennis, folks, here in 2023. They had two matches over the weekend, their first couple, you want to call it winter or spring matches, and they had those. And I want to say, they started in Florida. I want to say Florida. Yep, against North Florida. It's not up here because it's been the highest it's gotten. Well, it was actually fine. No, it wasn't. It felt fine with no wind. I mean, with light wind, but other than that, I mean, it felt like it was 40s, but it was the low 30s. High 30s. Well, no. I cannot choose. Anyways, okay. Enough about the temperature. The K-State women's tennis team started in Boca Raton, Florida. I know where that is. Being a long-time resident of the state of Florida, as K-State did lose that match. Of course, they played two games. Well, they played a lot this weekend. Spoiler alert, we'll have another postcast Ole Miss tennis here this week as they took down Florida Atlantic here, but they did lose to the Ospreys of North Florida there, who got their first win of the season against us over the weekend on Saturday. The day started with doubles match here, Florentine Deckers and Junior Manami Yukita in the number one seed. That's probably the best way to put it right there. I pretty much nailed that name here. You're gonna see some Russian names around here or on this roster. Hey, for good reason. They know how to play tennis. But anyways, Deckers and Yukita were in the number one spot in the doubles. They lost to Kit Kuruher and Anna Paula Melito, 3-6, or I should say 6-3. I hate that. I hate that terminology there. 3-6 doesn't make any damn sense. 6-3. The number two doubles teams, freshman Rosella Grzinska and Vanessa Suarez were also lost in their doubles as well. There in the number six spot there, Yukita won the second set after losing to Kendall Nash there, 6-1, 6-4. Deckers also competed in the tiebreaker in their second set against Kit Kuruher, being defeated 6-2 and 7-6 there in the tiebreaker set there as well. Vanessa Suarez, a name that we all can say easily on this podcast when we're going to talk about women's tennis here in the spring semester. Lost to Annabelle Davis, 6-3, 6-2, in the number two singles match there. And that clinched it for North Florida there in this match as well. Others that we got to take note of here. Senior Rosanna Maffey, who was the number four spot, and freshman Maria Santos in the number five, both end up splitting their matches 6-4, 6-1 against their respective opponents on North Florida. Both went unfinished. Which is with foreigner. I don't know why it says unfinished with no apparent reason. Kruskinska is number three, also split as well. And then, of course, I already gave you spoiler alert there. We will have a postcast recap on this. We beat North Florida Atlantic yesterday, and all these matches were down in Boca Raton, Florida. So don't worry. Yeah, I apologize for the earlier screw up there. Because you're not going to play no matches up here unless you're in the body first indoor center here in Manhattan. That's right next to, now I'm forgetting the name of the school that is there. But anyways, yeah, I'm all over the place. I apologize there. But yeah, your body first center, for those who don't know, is where the tennis team, K-State tennis team, will play its matches if it's obviously, well, not warm enough to play. But right now, they just got back. Sitting here recording this podcast from Boca Raton, Florida there, as they end up splitting their matches against North Florida, which they lost to in the overall standing there And they beat Florida Atlantic, which we will touch on that in the next episode of the Purple Project podcast, which you can find wherever you get your podcasts, folks. Whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and a few more other podcasting platforms, wherever you like love to get your podcasts. I am on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. Again, at Eddie_EG3 is my handle. You want to ask any question on the podcast, or you want to make a comment, or you have a question that you'd love to answer between me and Alex, or have a question for a separate question for each one of us, just definitely reach out. Definitely want to have more listen interaction on this podcast. Woo! Yeah, we definitely love to hear from our listeners for this podcast for sure. So hopefully we will hear from you guys on the social media side. I know I get a lot of comments not on social media, which is always so awesome to hear every time I go around the city of Manhattan, if I in a certain area or somebody random just comes up to me and says, "Hey, you're Eddie Greer, you do the podcast?" I'm like, "Yep, that's me." Yeah, definitely. So people are definitely listening in K-State Nation. You're a K-State fan. You're not subscribed to this podcast, better hop on board right now. Got women's tennis officially starting. We're going to have some more track recap here this week as well. Indoor, at least there as well. Men's basketball really on a roll right now. Big week for them here coming up this week with Iowa State on the road and Florida back here in Bramlage Coliseum. Women's basketball looking to try to pick up the pace themselves as well. A lot going on campus over there, or over here, I should say, K-State Athletics. That's going to do it for this edition of the podcast. Don't remember now, we'll be back with more women's recap from over the weekend. Their first tournament of the spring semester, winter/spring semester here in 2023 on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats.